What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Beauty Shop. We want y'all to get ready, get everything set, sit down, get your drinks ready. The shampoo girls are ready because we about to open up the shop, all right? Y'all ready for this experience? Let's go. Are y'all ready for this? TKBSDS Productions presents to you Beauty Shop. Now, who's ready for their appointment?
Well, the doors are open and welcome to the Beauty Shop.
Hey,
how are the hottest stylists in the area doing today?
We ready.
We ready.
Okay. I can't tell. Y'all like, we ready.
We ready.
Welcome everybody to the Beauty Shop. We are officially open and boy are we ready for you guys. I don't know if you guys was ready for us though, because I've been listening to the mail. The mailman came and dropped a lot of stuff on us pertaining to what we're gonna do today. But before we even get into all of that, we're gonna let everybody introduce themselves and then we're gonna go on here and welcome you guys in with the 411. So let's bring the 411 in, y'all, and let her welcome y'all in, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Here's the 411.
hey, everybody. Happy Sunday and welcome into the Beauty Shop. We are so excited to have you guys here. A little ruse, okay? So really, really quick, if you guys come in and you're running late for your appointment, it's okay. There is going to be a replay. If you're watching us right now on our YouTube channels, we want to say, hey, y'all, welcome, welcome, welcome in. Please sign in and have a seat. If you're coming in under our Facebook channel, you're coming in under three different ways there. You're coming in under the know that is a KNOWBS do show. You're also coming in under the sister chat. Now that can get a little tricky. So if you're coming in under the sister chat, please allow StreamYard to give you the option to go ahead and say your name. Okay. And then if you are coming in under the V-Spot chairs to all of my Vibers, we are so excited to have you guys here. And do not forget, we are also streaming live under TKBSDSProductions.com. And this will momentarily be added into the podcast. So we hope you guys are ready. We have a limited amount of seats and we are ready. So welcome, guys.
Well, that was the 411, y'all. Y'all know what she said. Y'all heard what she said. Now that everything is plugged up and the irons is ready, we're going to go straight in. So I heard and was asked a question, right? And I was like, okay, so I gave my answer. Then it went to a whole different twist that really wasn't what they really wanted to know. And I'm like, you know what? Every time I turn around, you got to ask a question, but it's never according to what you really want to say. Mm-hmm. So then we put the question out there. Why is it that men just can't say what they want to say? But then that's when a different twist came. Because some things were said, and looking at it from a different perspective, we was like, you know what? That makes sense. Now, ladies, we're not bashing. And men, I hope you out there because we need to hear you too. But the main biggest points that was made was that this didn't apply to all men. And yes, we understand every hairstyle is not for you. We get it. Every haircut is not for every man. We get it. Some of y'all need a fade. Some of y'all need a bald. I get it. But It was also stated that fear was among the top statements. And the other one was, we don't listen. So they just say whatever and give in. Ladies, what you got to say to that? Y'all laughing already?
Well, first of all, I'm not a man, so I cannot say why a man does not say exactly what it is that they want, or why they do not come right out and say exactly what it is that they want or what it is that they require. But I know for front, I am always 100% honest, and I say, give it to me. I'm a big girl, and I can take it. I'm not here to play games. I'm not here for any of that. So you have to remove all of that before we even get into a conversation. So come in with that mindset. Sometimes you'll still get those ones who, you know, still want to try to put the best representative and try to say what they think you want to hear, as opposed to just being 100% honest. So that's my take on that.
Mm-hmm. So who was laughing? Which one of you stylists was laughing?
I laughed.
All right. Let me hear what you got to say and why you saying what you saying.
Let's see. Well, I feel that, well, I've spoken to some men, and the reason they don't always say what they have to say is because they don't know the real words to say it. And they know that sometimes we can play on words, because they have this thing that women are so emotional and we can't process things from the matters of the heart because we're in an emotional state. So they try to figure out what's the right words to say to us so that we can understand it. Then it was also said that, like you said, we don't listen. So, and like Val said, they'll say something that they think they want to hear because they don't want to trigger us off, and they don't want the conversation to go to the left. Then I also heard them say that they don't know what to say because we don't know what we want. So how can they tell us what something if we aren't telling them something? And then we playing a guessing game. Well, I thought you felt this way. Well, I thought you felt this way. Well, you didn't do this, so I didn't do that. Then it becomes a whole tit for tat type situation. Mm. And it just gets so crazy. And then we also get to this, go, hey, wait, I got to stop and say, hi, Sarita Hill. I don't know who she is, but I'm Sarita Hall, spelled the same way.
Did she really do that, y'all? Like, did she really just do that? Like,
sorry. Well, listen, I saw it and I was like, wait, I didn't comment. And I said, oh, that's Hill.
You know, so you already see what kind of hairstyle she gonna be doing today. She gonna be stopping in the middle of doing hair, y'all.
Listen, hey, Ray, that's right.
But can you say hi, everybody else too?
Yes.
So no, no shade on you, Miss Sarita Hill. It's just not too many people has S-Y-R-E-E-T.
No, it's not. And it's a story I had with that as well. But we'll go into that next time. So hello to everyone else that has already commented.
Yes, like Miss Moy. I believe it is Moy Sims.
Yes, Sims.
Yes, Sims. And okay.
Everyone else who's chiming in, their names hasn't popped up yet, but they're slowly coming in. The door is okay. It's open. So also, I was told that when we don't listen, because they have so many other females that's talking to them, it could be a mom, it could be a sister, grandma, things of that nature. And so when you talk, all they hear is wah, 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 because it's a female always yelling at them for something. So then that ties into the relationship because they don't know how to communicate with their mom, they don't know how to communicate with their sister, they don't know how to communicate with their cousins, they don't know how to communicate with coworkers. So when it gets to you, you're not separated from all the other females. And this is the last point I've heard, that they look at every relationship, you remind them of somebody else. So when they see those triggers of you going off, they just shut down and stop talking. They don't want history to repeat themselves.
Mm. She so said a lot, lot, y'all.
I said a lot.
She said emotions. Yeah. She said triggers. She said we don't listen. She said everything that had a little hint at the end. Did y'all notice that? She frying today. All right, well, what Ms. Monet have to say?
I don't know. I'm with Val. I'm not a man. And a lot of the times, I think that for the most part, the reason why men don't exactly come out and say it, because they don't know. I mean, how do you place the onus on someone else because you don't know how to communicate what you feel, what your intent is, what you want, what you don't want, what you like, what you don't like. So that would be like for me, if I sit here and I fail to communicate something and then I blame him and say, well, because, you know, you don't listen, and because you, then why am I even talking to you if you're not even going to listen? What is the purpose of this interaction if you're not even going to listen? And you recognize that off the bat. I think I said that 2 weeks ago when we were talking. And I said, at the end of the day, you can judge a person's level of interest by how they respond to you. I can know off the back if you're going to be someone I'll be able to actually have a conversation with, as opposed to someone that is really just going to be a high and a buy. You know what I'm saying? And the truth of the matter is that people got to get out of that mentality of, because you didn't, so I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to become mature enough as adults to be able to understand that every experience, how I experience you, might be different from how this other person experiences you. How you have experienced others in the past might be different than how you're going to experience me today. And when we are constantly living in this past life of, well, this happened before, so therefore, at that point, I don't even want to talk no more, because all you're going to do is constantly bring what someone else did before me, whom I don't even know, never even met, don't even know their name, probably have nothing in to like or comparison with this person, and you're bringing that into my forefront, into my presence. And everybody, I think everybody has to have their own level of onus of themselves. You don't communicate because you don't. Period. That's how I feel. I feel people who fail to communicate, they fail to communicate because they don't. You probably got childhood issues that you haven't dealt with yet, because you didn't have a voice growing up. So therefore, getting into a relationship, you're lacking a voice now. So therefore, you think no one's going to listen to you because you ain't never been listened to, you because your mama ain't listened to you, daddy ain't listened to you, grandma ain't listened to you, ain't nobody listened to you when you was growing up. So now you get into a whole bunch of relationships with a bunch of people who don't listen. And then you meet me, who is a listener, and you're going to accuse me of not listening. I'm not dealing with none of that at all. No, I'm not. Because we not, if you ain't resolved your 5-year-old self and you 42, don't come to me.
Well, thank you for coming to the beauty shop. The beauty shop is now closed. Oh. He just closed the shop. She just closed the shop, y'all. Like, she just closed the shop. She literally just dropped the door down and she just closed the shop.
Well, Ms. Moy says men sometimes don't listen because they think they're superior over women. We talked about that last week when Mr. V was in the building, and he kept talking about these roles and superiors. I haven't seen him yet, so I don't know if he's coming in the shop today.
I don't know if he's coming in the shop today, y'all. He may not come with his can. He may not come with his can of these today. All right.
Yeah. But that's true. We talked about that as well. With that.
That is true. You know, we may. I recall I was talking to one of the young men that sent the message. You know, I sent them a letter back and let them know, you know, how he felt about his response. His response was, "We do." Then he said, "But how about you ask women why y'all don't just come out and say what y'all want?" And I said, "Well, we did, and that wasn't the question, but I'm inclined to, you know, speak some more about it." And at the end of the 13 letters that went back and forth between us, it came down to the point that I just made to him. We asked you a question, you answered it, but then you spun it around and threw the ball at us and didn't like the way we came back with the score. So my question was to him, you just made case in point. I asked you a question, you said we didn't like the answer. You know, he said women don't like the answers we give you, but you spun the question and we spun it back, and now you didn't like the way it came back at you. Now you want to say, well, listen, we don't, another woman who don't like my answer.
No one has to like anybody's response. Like, at what point do we realize that everyone's not going to be in agreement with everything that everybody says, and it's okay for us to not agree? What's not okay is to not understand. And I think that we lose the art of communication because everybody wants everybody to be in agreement. I don't have to agree with everybody All I need to do is understand your point, whether I agree with it or not. No, I don't agree, but here it is, right? And so everyone's entitled to have their own viewpoint. I think what happens now, if we're talking about in the construct of an actual relationship where men do not feel comfortable speaking their wants or their needs or whatever the heck it is they're trying to actually communicate, sometimes that really does just come out of some men are shy. Mm-hmm. Some men don't know how to communicate their wants and their needs. Why? Because 5-year-old them didn't get a chance to communicate that they wanted the cracker. But it happens. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is real life stuff. It happens. Sometimes when you grow up in an environment that you're not able to communicate, you then foster that environment all throughout your adult life to where you just shut down and you don't communicate. I also think that grown people today have a serious issue with how to be transparent. Say up front what it is. Give everybody the option to decide what it is they want. When you fail to be transparent, this is where all these communication issues come up with. If people would just be bold and be like, you know what? Listen, here's what it is, right? I like to have sex 10 times a day. You down? No, because I got to work. Next, where we at? I like 3 home-cooked meals because I want breakfast, I want lunch, and I want dinner on the weekends. Are you able to do that? Because I understand Monday through Friday, we both work in this, that, and the third. But on Saturday and Sunday on the weekend, are you able to do that? I like to make sure that the bed is made every single day because when I come in the house, I want to come in and I want to get in a bed that's already made. Are you able? If people just start really and truly being transparent with what they like, what they want. Yo, I like my wings well done. That's Nakia. Nakia, anybody that knows me knows I like my wings well done. If you give me a wing and I feel that it is not cooked straight through to the bone, it's getting sent back. If I go to a restaurant and I demand what I want, which is a well done wing, right? You mean to tell me a man can't tell me what he want well done? And I'm supposed to... Oh, no, I'm not. Well, what? No, that ain't how I make my wings. No, I just bake them for the amount of time that I think that they need to be baked. And that's what you're going to get. Well, he don't like that. Mm-hmm. So at that point, who are you to tell him he can't have something well done? He wants it well done. He want a made bed. Guess what? He likes to talk. Are you a listener? Because people that like to talk need a listener. Right. They don't need another talker. They need a listener. Are you a listener? Everybody, if we all would become comfortable with who we are, y'all would be able to breathe. Half y'all ain't breathing because you ain't even comfortable within your own self. That's the problem, sitting over here fighting breath. No, just breathe. Become comfortable with who you are and find the right person that will accept all of you and all your little quirks. Kit Kat is like, listen, Kit Kat is like, hold up. Kit Kat was like round. She said that. You feel me? Okay. We love Kit Kat. Go ahead, Kit Kat. Thank you.
And not only do we love Kit Kat, we like Twinkle Twinkle. We have someone on our chat that says sometimes they don't even understand what the Twinkle Twinkle is trying to say. So yeah, y'all, Twinkle Twinkle has a lot to do with it too. Just say I need a little star to sit with my Twinkle Twinkle. If that's the case, I'm just sorry.
Listen, twinkle, twinkle, little star. Wish upon
it. I know you want to know where I are. I know you want to know. Just tell me you want to know, baby. I might just tell you. But if you don't ask me, I can't tell you. I am not a mind reader. I understand. Every now and then, I like to use the voice. And I say, call me now. But that don't always work, okay? I guess that's why she's no longer on the air. But I'm going to leave that alone. Because I don't want her to be like, did somebody call for me? And I'm like, no, ma'am, Theo. I didn't call for you. I don't want no trouble.
Val, we can't hear you.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
we can.
You see what happens when a cat jump up on you? They hit the button. She didn't hit the button. But you want to know what is crazy to me is that I, you know, definitely understand exactly where you're coming from, Fran, because it's so crazy that people will say, I'm so genuine. I'm so open. I'm leaving it on the table. This is what I want. Prime example. And yes, I'm putting it out there. Young gentleman.
Oh, I'm bringing it to the front, y'all.
It's story time. No, but this is serious. So young gentleman said to me, he said, you know, I'm just looking for somebody that I can be able to have fun with without reservations. Okay. So I said, you know, I don't need you to be deep. I need you to say, so you're saying that you're looking for somebody to have no hole, no strings attached, whatever the case may be. So I dug a little deeper. So I said, so what do you mean by not having no reservations? He said, that means that we can spend the night without reservations. I said, oh, so you're looking for a friend with benefit. He said, no, that's not what I'm looking for. I said, well, what are you looking for? I don't need all of the walk around the bush, try to make it seem. First of all, reservations is the wrong word that you're using. But I don't need you to go all the way around the block just to come back to say that I'm looking for a friend with benefit. So once we conjured up that he was looking for a friend with benefit, and I said, oh, no, it's okay because I already have that, then it was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it took us like 4 days of this whole reservation and me saying, listen, dude, is this what you're saying? So, you know, sometimes you got to be careful, ladies, because they will feel as though they're saying what it is that they want, but they're beating around the bush with saying what it is that they want. So that's my story time. And I don't know why you would do that. You, if you put it out there, like Monet said, if you want fried wings on a Thursday night, tell me you want fried wings on a Thursday night, because I just might be inclined to take the fat pieces.
Well, I was told that we can't handle that.
But we can't handle it.
And this is an old, like, and then I explained to the gentleman I had the same conversation with, they don't like the new age women.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
They don't like this. They don't, if you come, because, all right, story time too.
Okay, bring it to the front, story time.
A gentleman I was dealing with, functioning with is what I call it. We was about to fellowship. And
pause.
Wait a minute. Pause. On the floor. Y'all know how I feel about y'all throwing the hair towels on the floor. No hair towels on the floor. I'm about to fire that shampoo, girl. No towels on the floor. Okay?
She said they was about the fellowship.
They was called fellowship.
We were about the fellowship.
Who was laying hands?
We was about the fellowship.
Look, who had the oil?
We define fellowship for those who don't know what that means.
Who was greasy?
When I get to the next sentence, you know.
Okay. I'm clutching my... Me and Nikita is clutching our pearls, girl. Fellowship. Okay, we wasn't ready.
Look, I'm over here worshiping shit. You over here fellowshipping. What is going on?
I'm just going to church for a minute because I'm trying to say, because when you have a fellowship, what a joy divine.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I got the red cup.
We ain't that type fellowship today. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Let me fall back. Look, I was up here. Let me go down. We ain't worship. Go ahead. With this fellowship.
No, I'm just saying, be careful.
Jesus turned water into wine. We gonna act like this wine. Go ahead and go
okay,
with your
okay, 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 okay. Honey, okay? Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna have to go get me some wine. Listen. While she go, because you know, Jesus did it again.
Hello.
Wish Jesus would do it, because I need a fellowship.
Hello, fellowship.
We was getting ready to fellowship, and we were in the mixing of the ship.
We was
about to mix in the ship, and okay, I'll say we about to come aboard the ship.
Come aboard the ship,
and I pulled out the life jacket.
Oh, pulled out! Listen, will you watch your words?
I pulled out the life jacket, right?
In your life jacket.
I pulled out the life jacket, he instantly went silent.
No, he did not.
Because he could not believe that I had a life jacket.
As you're supposed to.
As I should, because that's I'm the one, I'm protecting myself. I'm not waiting for you to protect me, right? So because I had the life jacket, he didn't know what to do.
Put it on.
Exactly.
It's called protection.
Because he's used to going on a love boat without a ticket.
It's called participation. We're going to partake together. That means
you're dealing with a grown woman.
That's right.
That's what that
I'm
means.
A grown woman.
So his thing is, I must be a worldly woman because I had my own life jacket. I had to open the drawer.
What the hell? He said, "Wait a minute, go back. What was his problem with the life jacket? He should have been appreciative of the life jacket."
Yes.
Look, when he said it was time to fellowship. and come aboard, he should already know a life jacket was going to be needed because he had to come.
Well,
he had, that's a prerequisite for the coming aboard.
He had one, but because I had one, he couldn't deal with it.
Oh, so he had his own life
jacket. Because it wasn't a Magnum lifeboat?
Listen, I didn't even get that far. I was just in the part of why we silent. Why we talking right now? We're not supposed to be talking.
Yeah, because we're supposed to be fellowship.
We about the fellowship. So I'm
you know, we wanted him to about the lead in. In.
You know, so we wanted him to lead in, right, y'all?
So his thing was,
Monet said, I don't know about the joy divide, okay?
But it looked like instead he leaned back.
So he felt as though I must be a worldly woman because I carry my own life jacket.
He insulted you. So wouldn't he be a worldly man because he carries his own life
first
jacket?
First of all, who is him?
Yeah,
how are you worldly? First of all, y'all about to, you know what, never mind. We ain't even talking about that. You know what, that's okay. Never mind. You ain't going to call me worldly and we already worldly.
Excuse me. We have a man in the shop. We need to address the men's that walk up in the beauty shop. Hello, please tell me, is this a Josie man or a Josie woman? That's what we just need to know.
It's not Josie. It's a Joey.
All right, so listen. The eyes are beautiful, but there ain't nothing coming out of them. I just thought I'd share that with y'all real quick, okay? Okay.
She just said she can't see
glasses that. Won't do anybody, it either, okay?
Look, anybody that
glasses
can't get
not
it.
Gonna help either.
Lord Jesus.
Yes,
I'm gonna let these ladies go on here because it looks like we got some I have to go and pick up some of the packages in the back. You know, delivery guy then went on a kid. So I'll be right back and I'm gonna go ahead and stock up the shelves. Okay, y'all. So y'all go on here, keep on doing your stylings. I'll be right back. Yeah. I gotta go and stop. Didn't I tell y'all not put my boxes on the floor like that?
What in the world? So it just went back to know that, you know, we're no longer the women who in that age of women who's going to sit back and just wait for the man to take what they want. It's like, I know what I want. Like Miss Monet said, if I want sex 10 times a day, 10 times a week, are you with it? Yes or no? And they feel like, oh, no, you can't just do that. Because women are emotional. Women don't know how to separate themselves from their friend downstairs. Like, some don't. I agree. Some women don't know how to separate the two, but that's not all women.
But neither do some men. Some men don't know how to separate the two either.
Exactly. And they tell you that, right? They'll sit there, we'll have the whole beneficial conversation. Friends with benefits, no problem. But then they wind up being the ones getting attached before you get attached. Uh-huh. And it's like, well, wait a minute. But you just said we wasn't supposed to be attached. We were just fellowshipping. Like, how did we get here?
I am so confused by this man thinking that because you had your own life jacket.
Yes, that I was a worldly woman because
that you was worldly.
Well, having your own life jacket just means that you're safe, that you're protecting your life. So I need to make sure that I'm protecting myself. You know, because sometimes getting on board, we do not have life jackets because
but
we feel like we want to be free.
So what's wrong with fellowship?
Did we fellowship?
No, we didn't fellowship. No, I just showed him the door at that point.
I'm with the non-fellowship at that point.
I'm with the non-fellowship at that point.
Yeah, how you offended with my protection.
Right, because my headspace was just like, first of all, I couldn't believe you went silent, you know, and you was no longer ready. Because I pulled this out, like, so
see, let me say this though, because see, and this is where this is what I'm talking about with communication. How he know his life jacket, right? His life vest. How he know that life vest would have been right for you? You know which one is right for you.
That's right.
Every woman's body is different.
There's
those of us that have to use latex free. You know what I'm saying? We can't have all that rubber stuff. Mm-hmm. Around.
Talk about it. And you want to know what? That's so true. And with that being said, he just went right off the back and just said, oh, you know what?
But he should have communicated.
He said, you for the street, sis.
Right.
Instead of you saying, well, this is what I use. This is what I use because this is what I need. So I want to make sure. I want to make sure that I'm good.
Yeah. You ain't going to use. I wish somebody would use a worldly term with me and we both about to be worldly together.
That's exactly why no fellowshipping happened.
And that's why he was at my house and not his house. So
that hotel that he paid for.
Right. So we had to get through this whole big deal. It was just like, you know what? Thank you for coming, but you know.
Fellowship over. You done killed the whole mood.
The doors are now open.
The doors of the house are now open.
Right.
And your door is closed.
To this day, when I bump into him, he can't look me in my eyes.
Of course not, because he played this off completely. That's stupid.
And all he had to do was communicate.
And all he had to do was communicate, because I would have been like, listen, I can't use that specific, or even if it wasn't, no matter what it was, I want to make sure I'm safe. Buckle up so we can be safe. So here it is, because I don't know if you used to just running through these streets with no socks on. I have no clue. But over here, we wear socks before we go to bed because it keeps us safe and warm. So understand this, if this is what we have to do before we go to sleep, then I'm going to make sure that we're good.
Put your socks on. And not the outside socks.
The inside socks. Yeah, you know how when you come home, you take off those old ones and you got them new ones that you that's designed specifically for going to sleep.
The inside, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And men the just don't take the lead anymore, it's sad. And it's true. And then some men are afraid when women take the lead.
I ain't taking the lead.
I don't think
I should have to take the lead, but I'm going to tell you exactly what I want, and I'm going to listen to exactly what it is that you want. I'm going to have the good old notes, and I'm going to write it down. I'm going to say Monday at 4.
Bobby said he need a sleeping bag. I'm over him.
He said fellowship thing.
Bobby said he need a sleeping bag.
Listen.
Not no dirty sleeping bag from Walmart, Bobby. You know how many other people done laid in them?
Who been in that sleeping bag, Bobby?
Right. So we also want to say what's up to Jamil, because Jamil is also watching.
Hey, bro. Thank you for coming in.
And thank you for coming in, Mr. Bobby. We was looking for you. We're waiting for your chimes.
And Mosey says something that most men are impatient, but guess what? So was some women.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
What they impatient about? That's what I'm gonna know.
I don't have good patience. I have tolerance. But you know, that's a whole nother topic. We talk about what you know. What we talking about again?
You done turned this into fellowship, and I'm stuck on this fellowship.
Okay.
Because I'm the little
owner in the back cleaning up the stuff off the floor. We just gonna stick here on the fellowship.
Because they don't make no doggone sense. You know, they can't use the shampoos and the doggone rinse and the conditions all together. Like, come on now. Good work is just hard to find. I'm just saying.
What Joey say?
So Mr. Joey said, do you think in our new modern progressive society that men have been shamed out of taking the lead?
Yeah, only by those women who feel as though, because there are some women that will still allow you to be the man, that will allow you to be able to take the lead. And by you putting it out there that is what you want, you'll find that person who's like, okay, I'm willing to submit unto thee properly.
I want to understand this new modern progressive society. What does that mean?
These new hot girls.
Yeah,
but I think we need to define it, right? Because the truth, like those new... You said it right, new girls. We're talking about women. Like a woman. And I think that sometimes what happens is that men, they attract these girls that are not women. And then you blame all of the women for what you've experienced with these girls. I don't have nothing to do with what you experienced with her, because she is not me. Right. And I think, and then also a lot of times when we talk about like this new modern progressive society of women, right? Sometimes what they're referring to, because I watched a whole podcast on this last week because I was nosy and I needed to understand full context of what people say. So it was a bunch of men talking, and the little clip that they released, it wasn't the full conversation. But what they were talking about is that a lot of us women, that we are now groomed and taught to be independent. So we focus on careers, we focus on our life, we focus on all that stuff. And then we say we're ready for a relationship and we're ready to settle down with a man. And then at that point, because we become too independent, we become too financially successful, we become all these different things, that once we obtain our level at the top, then no man's really going to want us, right? And when I watched the full clip of it, I was like, that's really not what he was saying, but that was a clip that they put out there. So a lot of people jumped on that clip of what he put out there. But the truth of the matter is that women are groomed very differently from men from young, right? We are groomed to be independent. We are groomed to be strong. We are groomed to go after, go get what you want, right? And then you have men from boys, they're not groomed that way. They're groomed to depend upon mommy so that she can nurture you, so that she can take care of you, so that she can do X, Y, and Z, right? And the reason being is that there's been a shift in a dynamic of in relationships. And I believe that that shift has not necessarily been organic. It's been inorganic, and it's been a lot of confusion going around to where now what's happening is that you have a bunch of these independent women, and they run around like the she woman man haters club. I don't need no man to do anything. Only thing I need a man for is this. And even that I don't need him for, because now we got all these toys. And it's like, well, if that's your reality, then you please stay over there and stop damaging the men that us women do want. Because we want a man to lead. We want him to be, you know, who he is, the protector. We want him to be the provider. We want a man to be exactly whom he wants to be. And we want to submit unto that man, right? So I don't think that men have been shamed out of taking the lead. I think some men have been groomed out of not leading. And then you have these overly aggressive women now, because they part of that she woman man's hater club. And then they get with men that have not necessarily been groomed up in that area of leading, and then they just trample all over them, and then they become like rah, and then he's like, well, I just do whatever she wants to do. And it's like, no, we have a reverse here going on, and we need to reshift this whole focus thing. But half that came out of this whole women's suffrage stuff. And I think that part of the issue is that we took on a culture that really was not designed for us. And then you had these people talking about, why, you know, I don't want to be by myself.
Yes, you did, honey. You need a whole platform.
And then because I saw something once again leading up to this whole topic this week, and it said Black men no longer want to date Black women because Black women don't know how to be submissive. So now they're going after women that are non-Black. They said they're mostly white. Black men are dating a lot of white women because white women are groomed in order to be submissive and to listen. And it's like, that is one of the biggest misconceptions of how Black women were actually raised, because we were not raised that way. True story. I definitely was not raised that way. I saw my mother doing a lot of things for my father growing up. You know what I'm saying? I saw my mother cooking. I saw my mother cleaning. I saw my mother tending to the needs and all the extra stuff or whatever. So it's not that we were raised that way. What happened is there's been a shift in society that said that now we do. Now we need to take on a lead role. Why? Because the truth of the matter is we're single a lot older now. Come on.
Right.
You have a lot of women that are single and they're 40 years old. They're 35, they're 40, they're 45, they're 50. And what happened is when you're leading your whole entire life all the way up to that point, you have been the one to solely be the one that you can depend on. So then when you enter into a dynamic with a man, it can become a struggle of, okay, How do I allow him to lead? You know, I'm just saying, but that's what's happening. So they think that we're not submissive. They think that we don't listen. They think, but it's like, well, I've been single for a long time now.
Stop telling my story. Oh my God.
You done.
Listen, everything you just said, I fell into all of those pods, all of them. I've been the one who has been the homeowner, who's raised the kids, who's been taking the lead. And then because I have all these things, then I had the man come to me and say, well, what do you need from me?
So and what the response is, what don't I need from you? What are you talking about?
I'm like, why are we even having this conversation? Like, what are you talking about?
And that just pisses me off, because even in being in that lead and having to do that, I've done it all the time. It's just been me and my daughter, and having to be there. I can't wait for hubby to come along and be like, girl, sit down. I can be like, let me go ahead and take off this good ass. And I'm not even laying it down. I'm throwing it in the trash. I can't
wait
for that to happen. And the problem is, so many people, and with everything that's going on and with the way that the world is now, we are being bypassed. They're bypassing us, the ones who say, yes, I am strong, but yes, sorry, y'all, streets of Philly. The ones that says, yes, I am strong. Yes, I've been through this. Yes, I am the breadwinner and I'm still used to doing that, but I can definitely still submit to thee. When I tell y'all, I can't wait to be like, I can't go, y'all, or let me check with my husband first, or let me text my husband, or wait a minute, we want to do what? Let me put this on speakerphone so my husband can hear. And that's not even just saying that I'm just giving him, but I'm letting him know you are my lead, honey, because I had to take the lead on so much. I just can't wait for you to be like, go on and do. So I can be like, all right, y'all, Sean, turn the corner. I'm on my way. you know what I mean? And it's so sad because of the way society is and the way with these modern girls and with the things that's happening now, the ones who are ready are now being, you know, they're now, the men that are coming to us are now coming like this because they're so used to that crap. And it's like, come on, honey, let me take this needle and let me puff this balloon. I just need you to do what I need you to do. I'm ready for you to go ahead and be the man and take that lead. Or maybe they even overdo it sometimes because they feel as though they have to do that. But baby, all I want to do is just go ahead and just throw this little S in the trash because it's heavy.
Right. We're tired of being superwoman. Now we're going to pause for 1 second because we got to read some of these comments.
Yes, we do.
I want to pick off somebody first. I'm leaving this person for last though.
Okay.
But Jean said a woman can do what she wants at her place. And that's exactly right. Cause it's my place. I can do what I want. And Miss Moy said her daughter is 48 and not bothered. And we just don't have time for it. But this is the one I wanted to pin to the front. Mr. Chris White said.
Yes.
That's not, I guess that would have been true. None of y'all submissive anymore, white or black.
What?
Well, first of all, that's right. Let's define the word because you're correct. Submissive, what men and what people define the word submissive to be is not what it is. That word submissive. Wow. It's not
the
what
good,
it means.
Amen. Anymore. The good description is coming up, y'all. So
we gonna let Miss Monet. I'm not gonna give the. We gonna let the reader, Miss Monet, read her stereo voice. What's submissive?
Yeah, means. She's gonna bring the good book. But while she's getting at the ready, because y'all know when it's time for reading time, we have to call on Sister Monet with the good.
Not the fact she said, child,
because she got the good microphone.
Yeah, she got the good. But while you're doing that, let me go ahead and point some stuff out real quick and say hello again because there were some people that did reply and did send in their RSVPs for their appointments today. So I'm going to go ahead and call Joey back. Joey, thank you so much for coming in on time for your appointment today. And Joey had this to say when Joey made his appointment the other day. Joey said men typically do. Women typically don't believe them and or jump to a conclusion and ascribe a different meaning to what men say they want.
Well, Joey, if men just come right out and say exactly what they want instead of giving us the whole textbook version of the book that was written in 1946 and we're in 2022, then we'll be able to say, okay, I agree and I can give you that. The thing is, when you fail or when you try to give us something, well, saying what it is that you want, but not actively and honestly telling us what it is that you want and giving us the whole definition that you read from so many different books and our mindset, we then start to tick stuff, right? So it's like, wait, now I'm ticking stuff apart. I'm picking words apart. You know, just like with the gentleman that said he wanted to be able to sleep with someone regularly with no restrictions. Dude, just tell me that you want friends with benefits. Like, why are you giving me all this long stuff? First of all, people need to come to people where they are. Speaking in this high language and using the wrong text is going to cut me off because I have no idea what it is that you're talking about. But if you say to me, I just want friends with benefits at this time, are you okay with that? Right. Then I would have known. Because
it goes right back to communication. How are you communicating? Like, really, how are you saying what it is that you want or what you don't want, or why aren't you just coming straight out and not going and beating around the bush? If you want to know if I'm single, don't ask me the other question to get to single. Just say, are you single?
Can we say something really quick? I'm sorry, this is a tip. We're putting a tip in the tip jar. We're not here to bash color.
Right.
I just want to be clear that we're not here to bash color, and we want to thank you so much for your comment, but that's not why we are here, because guess what? Some of us also think that we're treacherous, because we were raised that we were treacherous. Yeah. So this is not about a white, black, so we're not going to do that here inside of the beauty shop. So that was just a little tip for the tip jar.
But you know, it goes even further than that. Because you got to remember, you made a good point, is the way you was raised, the culture. But then you got to understand that the raising is based off of a different perspective from the person that is prospectively raising you. So you're going based off of what they said, which may not be what it is. Because you know what I always say, says who? Where can you find it? Where is it written? Who said that? Where is it that I got to prove that you, what you're saying, is state scriptural fact? Yeah, that's a scriptural fact.
But even with it being written, we still have our own notion. We all take away our own. That's with anything. When you read something and you are dissecting it, you are dissecting it based off of your knowledge and your understanding. I can't read something, and Monet cannot read something, and we both dissected the same. And really, really quick, you know, this may be another tip. Just a while back, myself, Monet had this good post, and I commented on the post, and someone stated it clearly, I love how you guys were able to communicate without going back and forth. Now, we both read the same thing, but our concept on reading it was completely different. The whole process is being able to come together to be like, all right, sis, I understand where you're coming from. You understand where I'm coming from, just like with the guy. Okay, Joey, Jean, I understand where you're coming from. You understand where I'm coming from, and let's just leave it at that.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, like, the concept of the 6 and a 9, depending on what angle that you're looking at it, it could be a 6.
I like them both together.
But, I told you, stop throwing my shampoo towels on the floor, okay? I can't stand it when y'all throw my shampoo towels on the floor.
I was just saying, look, we were talking about
I get served, we get served together.
My situation. My situation is
I
like those numbers together too, but unfortunately, there go that scratch again. Ooh, ain't been itched in the moon.
All right, so let's get
before you go back to the good book, let's get the good book out. Stylist Vow, she be spraying that stuff that be making me itch.
Let's get that good book out for the word submissive.
Yes. My mouth is still open. I thought she was froze.
Do we have the definition?
Okay.
Submissive.
Okay. Let me bring this back in. They done.
And as they say, when we doing our Sunday school lesson, go ahead now, read.
All right, so let's get down into what submission is according to the Good Dictionary, and then we're going to bust it down in as it pertains to the word, okay? Now, submission, it says it is the act or action or fact of accepting or yielding to a superior force or to the will or authority of another person. Now, let's understand what this means as it pertains to the biblical definition of submission and whether or not a woman is to submit unto her husband. If we are taking it strictly for the Bible and what the Bible is referring to, submission is clearly defined as the calling of a wife to honor and affirm her husband's leadership and so help to carry it through according to her gifts, what she has to offer. And I think what we need to understand what submission is not before we say that ain't none of y'all submissive, women as a whole. Submission does not mean that I'm just going to sit and agree with everything that that a person says. Submission does not mean that I need to leave my brain at the altar and leave it there because I said I do. Submission does not mean that I don't have the ability to influence my husband. Submission does not mean that. What submission is not, it's not putting the will of the husband before the will of God, the will of Christ, Allah, whoever you follow. That ain't what submission is. Submission does not mean getting rid of all of my spiritual strength through my husband. I'm still strong. He's yet and still strong. So we're going to be strong together. Submission does not mean living and or acting in fear of my husband. Submission, simply in its most simplistic terms, all it means is that I got to honor and affirm the leadership of my husband. Any woman can be submissive if she honors the husband and she honors his leadership. Now, what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to submit unto a man that can't lead me in the path of righteousness. And I think that's the problem. Part of the problem is that what's happening today and why y'all feel that a woman is not submissive and can't submit is because she can't trust where you're guiding her and she can't trust where you're leading her. So therefore, if you're untrustworthy in order to lead her in what is well and what is good and what is right for her, then therefore she doesn't have to submit to you, because technically she shouldn't even be your wife if you have no ability to truly lead in the path in which, in a way that she should go. And therefore, if you don't have the ability to lead, you're not even honorable as a husband, nor should you even be a husband for her to submit unto. The Bible is also very clear as well, because when it tells the man that he is to leave his mother and cleave unto his wife, it's the same thing.
Woo! She preaching, y'all.
We have to be able to understand that at the end of the day, submission goes both ways. I cannot submit unto him if he has not cleaved unto me. It's just what it is. It's word, it's scripture, and it's fact. So we need to really be careful with what we think submission is and why we think a woman can't submit, because half the time the woman's not submitting because you ain't submitted and you ain't cleaved unto her yet either, because you still cleaving unto everybody else outside of her. So be very, very clear and very, very understandable to the fact that maybe you're just not a leader and one whom she can listen to, one whom she can take guidance from, one whom can actually help her, guide her through life. At the end of the day, depending upon the type of woman that you have, she could be a woman that's operating within the corporate structure, and she might need, listen, I need some advice about this. And you over here talking about apples and oranges, and she talking about peaches and pears. So at the end of the day, what is she supposed to submit unto if you cannot even understand the language in which she is speaking? The same thing goes unto you to her. How can you cleave unto her if you don't understand the language in which she is speaking? So therefore, we have another dynamic that we have opened up, which goes back to what we were saying. Why can't men say what they really mean, what they really feel? And half of that goes because you don't even know what you really mean. You don't know what you really want to say. And part of that goes into your ability or inability to actually lead and lead effectively, because an effective leader knows how to communicate across the board.
On any level, at any platform. My friend said what she said. So let me do this for y'all real quick. Welcome to the beauty shop, because she just broke it down to you in the most beautiful way that we all can understand and respectfully understand. So now, thank you very much, because I told her to read. So my friend read, y'all, in all the sense of the word. She read the definition, she defined it, and then she read the acts and the task that was at hand. Thank you for doing it in such a beautiful way.
Auntie, I'm trying to tell you, period.
That was the tip, y'all.
Point blank, period. She was talking. She wasn't talking. She was talking. She said what she said.
She said what she said, and she did it without throwing some towels on my floor, because y'all know how I feel about throwing my shampoo towels on the floor.
And she didn't pop her neck. She didn't roll her
eyes. She did.
She didn't suck her teeth.
She didn't.
All y'all think that all us girls do.
All of us women do. See, that's the thing. The girls. What you just heard was the perspective from a woman who knows how to effectively communicate.
And on that's all levels. Because when it comes down to it, my thing was, and I got to read one more real quick, because I got to read some mail. So listen, we supposed to be closing the shop in a minute. But let me ask my stylist, are y'all willing to work a little overtime tonight?
It's a good conversation. You know?
Sure.
It's definitely a good conversation.
Okay, so listen, guys. The shop is going to stay open a little bit longer. I'm going to pay them overtime today just for y'all, because this conversation has to continue, because it goes beyond what you really read. And majority of the time, that is the situation. It's not just what you're reading. It's a lot more behind the words that come behind what was initially stated.
Right.
It wasn't just blank, punt, period, as you know. the sister shampoo of the sisters.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Wait, let's pause right on here because he Gene then threw in a good book. And you want to know what is so sad about this? Is that that's normally what happens when we can't effectively have the have the conversation. And we're not putting anything out for it to be biased or speaking about or downing a man in general. And this is normally what happens when they cannot effectively say what it is that they want. They tend to throw things up to try to switch the subject, you know, and we're not doing that. We're dealing with the matters at hand. Gene, tell us exactly what it is that you really want. Say is
as a matter of fact.
Say we're here.
As a matter of fact, hey, Gene,
let's just have the conversation.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Gene, do you want your hair cut today? If you do, go in the message box and let me know you want to come in and get your hair cut. And maybe you can come on in.
Yes, we would love to hear you, what it is.
If you want to get your hair cut today, if you want to get your hair cut, we'll squeeze you in because at the time it is overtime. So let me know. And that goes for anybody. If anybody wants to come in for a shampoo, press, and curl, or if you guys want to get your hair cut, go into the Soul TV chat. Or if you're listening through the No BS Duo Show, go through the messenger. Or better yet, just go through the link of wherever you're listening from and say, hey, I want to make an appointment. We'll send you your RSVP ticket to come on in the door because, you know, we only open for appointments only. So back to Mr. Gene. Let me help you out real quick. May I, ladies? May I? Yes.
Yes, you may.
Yes, yes, yes. We will. And I will say we. Those who are mature enough knows the difference to applying something to make it fit. You know, like that little good old life jacket that Reed was talking about earlier. He couldn't fit the life jacket, so he got a little mad about her having a life jacket. That's what I think. But that's just my perspective of it. He might not have been able to put on the life jacket that was a Magnum. And he couldn't tell her that because he didn't want to be offended that he couldn't fit a Magnum. So,
back
to the question at hand. We're only going to apply when you, from your eyes,
Monet is clutching her pearls that she doesn't have on. I just want everyone to know that. Look, no pearls, no pearls.
That means she's coming for you. So you're going to get ready to get a good wash in a few minutes before she cut your hair. But listen, as I was saying, you would say that we're using this to apply. But again, that goes right back to what you believe that submission means to you. Mm-hmm. And that's what it means to you. And it doesn't mean that just because that's what it means to you, that is not right. And just because we went and found a definition that subscribed exactly what it is, because if you notice, we didn't just take it from the Bible, we took it from the Good Webster Dictionary as well, so that we were able to appropriately and correctively tie it so there was no miscommunication in regards to what was going on. So now that we are able to educate you to exactly what we're actually talking about, not bashing you or trying to call you out on the carpet and make you look bad or small or anything, but just to plainly tell you, you would say that if your perspective of your truth doesn't match ours. And it is what it is. When it comes to submission, I don't mind submitting to a man that knows where he's going. But I'm not going to submit to a man that's going to take me to the middle of the Schuylkill River because he did not know that was the proper way to drive the car. And just because they were moving it to an exit, that did not mean that was the exit for the cars to go in. That was because it was with the boat that had tires that was able to go into Schuylkill and float. Not the car that didn't, but did have wheels. So again, we say, depending on what you want to believe submission means, because maybe the question is, what does submission mean to you? And maybe that's why ain't no woman submitting to that. So let's really call it what it is. Can we? Shall we? I'm just saying. So while I'm just saying, let me reintroduce you one more again to who we are.
Are y'all ready for this? TKBSDS Productions presents to you Beauty Shop. Now, Who's ready for their appointment?
Can we just comment? Can I just comment and please just say that I miss my hair that way, you know? After a while, the hair grows out. No matter how much you twist it up, you never get that same swoop. I'm just saying, it might have been a little bit off cue, but I'm just saying, I was like, ooh, I absolutely loved when my hair was that length.
We ready.
The growth.
So okay. Talk about hair. Mr. Jean, did you decide you want to come in? Because yes, this is live. And if you know, we can fix you up. You can come on in live. And we can have this conversation.
No, I think that, pretty much we pretty much said, and he said what it was that he said. But Jamie, thank you so much for, we acknowledge and appreciate what it is that you had to say. Thank you so much. But, you know, at the we're here to have the discussion. So it's a good week. To continuously go back and forth. But thank you, Jean, so much. We definitely appreciate that.
I think it would be interesting if he would type in what is his actual definition of submission, or I it would just be a little interesting to understand exactly where his perspective is really coming from, outside of just saying wrong. Just, you know, be able to communicate exactly what does he really think submission really is, for the reason why he feels no one's able to do it. And then also, I don't know who Soul TV. I like what Soul TV said when they said, but then a lot of decisions are made from levels of emotional intelligence and awareness, the experiences people carry around with them that they may still need to unpack and unpeel and heal. Yeah. I am 150% in agreement with that. Mm-hmm. I literally just wrote a post about that earlier this morning, because I'm tired of seeing all of the bitter posts from men and women on the good book concerning relationships and also the extra stuff.
Oh, it's our girl, Esther. Hey, Esther.
Hey, Esther. You know, and I definitely agree with that, because people really do need to have a safe space to unpack, unpeel, and heal, right? Because sometimes, you know, we truly do grow through life, because life is a growing experience. So we always are growing through life. And as we're growing through it, we actually do produce layers upon layers upon layers of ourselves, right? And sometimes, we produce those layers of protection, right? To protect our heart, to protect, you know, our being, to protect our mind, to protect our soul, to protect our spirit. All these things that we've had to guard up, you know, we're taught how to guard, but what we're not taught is how to unguard, how to feel safe in the presence outside of God and the Holy Spirit, right? But how do I feel safe in the presence of a man? How do I feel safe in the presence of a woman? And a lot of that comes down to, sometimes men do feel that one of the reasons why men don't speak is because they don't feel safe. It's not a safe place for them to speak. It's not a safe place for them to be heard. It's not a safe place for them to be felt and to be understood and to be. And also, because the truth of the matter is, as much as we say we want a man to be our protector, that men do need protection as well, right? Mm-hmm. We hear it. At the end of the day, when a black man goes outside in the street, there's no telling who's going to mistake him for what, right? So therefore, when a black man feels that he doesn't have even a voice on the outside to be respected as a man, and then to come home and still not feel that he has a safe space for him, to not feel that home is refuge for him, to feel that home is not peace for him, and not to feel that safeguard, all of that stuff plays a major role and responsibility in the house for communication, because they ain't going to communicate if they're not safe. That's one thing I learned, that even with watching my nephew grow up. If he feels he can't trust you, he's not going to speak to you. And that's just across the board. Trust is everything to a man to be able to open up. Loyalty is everything to a man to be able to open up. And the minute you crush their ability to trust, and that loyalty gets dismantled, and to the point where, and then when they have to operate out of defense all the time, because they're worried about your level of offense. So now they got to operate out of defense to ensure that you're not offended. All of that bickering going back and forth, it just produces an entire toxic, technically, environment. And I know a lot of psychologists are tired of us using the terminology of toxic, because they swear everything is a toxic. But when a person can't have a safe space, all of that is toxic.
That's toxic. And that's what Tina Campbell said. I think her last name is Campbell, from Mary Mary. Her and her husband, they had like a podcast as well. And they talked about relationships and their marriage. And he said that he wasn't reflecting from his wife. It was just like a general statement, that what you just said was true. Men are so guarded, and they are so in that protective state, that they have two different things they have to be. at home, they have to be the husband, they have to be the father, and then they go outside and they have to be whatever the world needs them to be. So when the woman is home and she keep rah, 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 rah at him, and then he has to go out into the world, and then they're rah, 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 rah at him, he doesn't have a time to unpeel that, he has time to do it. So when he comes back home, she may not be rah no more, but he still has that cover on him because now he has to, he has no place to unpeel. He has no place to let it down. And he was encouraging women to see those triggers and to see when you do communicate with your man, stop roaring at him all the time. You know, take a step back because that could be the reason why he's not communicating, because you just keep roaring at him. And he said, and these were things that he had to apply in his relationship and how they got to where they are in their marriage today, because he was so used to women always roaring at him. When he felt defeated and depleted, he automatically lowered himself and he didn't do what things he needed to do at home because he didn't know what else to do but just like diminish himself and hide. And then mommy, wife don't know. So now she's with the rah because she don't know what's going on with him. Mm-hmm. And he just didn't know how to say to her, babe, I just need to breathe. I just need a moment. I just need to just woosah. Because men need to woosah too.
That's it. Just 1 minute. You just need to breathe. Talking about breathing, I do want to make sure that we are able to identify the mail. So we want to thank everybody for the mail that did come in, and everybody that made their appointment pertaining to the situation. And yeah, very, very interesting of what people had to say. A lot of people said the reason why, and these were men responding, and they were saying that the reason why was because the reason why was because men were, they felt defeated. And they felt like, oh, well, whatever. You're not going to let me do what I want to do anyway. You don't hear what I have to say anyway. So I'm just going to throw my hands up and just get it any way I can. Y'all agree with that? What y'all say?
Well, I think we pretty much unpacked that earlier, so they could, and that was one of the things that that Monet had spoke about earlier. So we definitely unpacked that already at the beginning of the beauty shop. So that'll definitely be a go back to, because this is definitely one for the books. So you can definitely go back and revisit and re-listen. It was around the 7 minute and some change mark where we discussed that. If you guys need, you know, sometimes people need a reference, right? It's like, she told me to go back. She didn't tell me what she wanted me to do. And then here we are. So, you know, but it was definite. That was definitely already spoken about. So yeah, around the 7 minute mark, you guys can definitely go in to listen to that.
Yes. So, and Steve Harvey also talks about that as well in his book of Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man. And that's a good book, Jean. If you haven't read it, I suggest that you will do so, because that's a good read for females and males to understand both perspectives of it. And Steve Harvey didn't bash the men. He didn't give out the man code. He didn't break the man code, but he did give us some things for us to understand our men and how to respond to our men appropriately in certain situations.
All right. I never read that book.
It's a very good book. It's a very good book. My it's funny. This is where, okay, so story time. This is where we fell into the beginning part.
Hey, fellowshipping again, girl.
No, no. This is where we fell into the part earlier when Monet was breaking down the stage, and I said, stop telling my story. So I was the woman who, you know, have a lot of things in life, and a certain situation happened in my life that was tragic, and I had to learn how to reinvent myself outside of the gentleman that I was dating. He passed away. So I had to now learn how to not be a part of things that I was doing daily basis. Like, wait a minute, I forgot I should be doing something. And it was something that I would have been doing with him at that moment. So I had to now find a way to find me again. So I dumped myself into corporate America, and I put all my focus into my job and into my son. And at that time, it was, I don't want a friend. I don't want anything. I just dumping this into this. So then once I realized, like, wait, I have so much love to give, I'm missing some things. Then I decide to start dating again. And then that's when the friendship with benefits came in. That's where that gentleman came from, that part too. But anyway, it was when we, my mother bought that book for me for Christmas. And she said, I think this is a good book for you to read. And also with upbringing, my grandmother was an entrepreneur and she raised 5 children. My grandfather was still in the picture, but he just lived in another state. So my grandmother raised us to be nurturers, raised us to be the women of the house and how to raise the kids, how to cook the food, how to change to the man and how to do things of that nature. And while the boys went to work and while the boys went to school, while they furthered their education, women were supposed to stop at high school. Or if you made it all the way through high school, you stopped at elementary school. So that was how she was raised. So she poured that into her kids. And then it was poured into my parent, my mother, me and Shauna's mom. And then my mom had to break that mold to say, no, my daughters will have the options of going to further their education. They will have the options of not just being the housewife, but if they want to be the house and the wife in the house, then we have to be learned and taught how to do that. And that's where I think a lot of the breakdown of communication comes from, because we were depending on what your parent instilled in you and taught you growing up. That's no longer the world today. Like, the way that I raise my children is not how my mom raised me and my sisters, because it's different. You know, the man that my father was in the household, my husband can't be that same man because times are different. Times are changed, where I may make more than my husband and my husband may have a problem with that. And that's why he may not be my husband, you know, because he has a problem with the woman making more money. And vice versa. But that's where we are now, where we said a couple weeks ago, where roles have changed, where there are some men who are staying home, taking care of the kids, taking care of the household while the woman is working. And then you do have some women who still want to be at home taking care of the kids or just having boo take care of them. Like, I'm kind of at that point now, like when hubby come, like, babe, can I just take off for like 9 months? Not to be pregnant, just to be home for 9 months and let me do an internal birth. You know, let me birth some things that can help us out, you know, later on in life, because we about to be retiring, you know. I guess that's, sorry.
So you can always tell when something good is going on because the lights like to go off in the beauty shop. There be so much electricity that be going on. We need a handyman up in here. So thank goodness the handyman walked in the door and turned the lights back on for us. So some of us are seeing us jump back in here. It may not have been from your original feed. So please do feel free to reshare and come back in. We're waiting for you. Remember, we're doing a little overtime play today. I paid them for a little bit of overtime today. So
that was did y'all see? She said she paid. Where the money?
Yeah, because y'all was throwing all them towels on my floor. So y'all got to make up for throwing them towels. It costs every time y'all hit them towels on the floor. So I deducted it from you.
Wait, what? Make that
sense. She just said we got overtime. We got paid.
Yeah, I got overtime, but I'm deducting from the many towels y'all threw on the floor. You know, the fellowship and the joy divine. You know, the lean in from the life.
Ma'am, I just need you to make that make sense.
I did.
Run me my money, ma'am. Run me my money.
And you know what? With that being said, if anybody wants to be a part of the beauty shop, sponsor beauty shop, invest in the beauty shop, please do contact us at Soul TV. We will be happy to advertise and be a partner with you and collaborate such beauty on the shop. Okay, I just thought I'd throw that in there.
So well said.
Let me go back to the letters real quick. So we have Mary. And Mary said, first she said, you know what? Let's hear from the men. She said, because she think they don't know which head to think with. And then we all just started laughing. But then she said, it depends on the woman. If he's not communicating, maybe he's just not that into her. This does not go for all men. It's not so complicated. It's how you deliver affects the response. There are so many ways to communicate. Sometimes we refuse to see the truth. We all need to be true to ourselves. So yeah, that may have a lot to do with it too. Because you know, sometimes I will say we, because I used to do this. I knew because I wanted something, I accepted some things that I knew I would not ordinarily accept, but because I wanted it, I dealt with it to get it. So I almost was like sabotaging my own situation because I figured once I get it, then I can fix it to my liking. You know how some of y'all get y'all food, or better yet, when y'all get y'all color in your hair and the color don't fit right, you start adding stuff in it to help you get to the color that you want. I believe that sometimes what we do in situations like that, we know it's not really what we want, but we deal with it. Same thing with the guys. You feel as though you need to hush your mouth and don't say anything because we're not listening. But in all reality, you're kind of denying yourself because you're not getting really what you want because you feel as though we're not going to be, or as it was said earlier today, we were too emotional to accept what you have to say. Yes. There are some women that can zip up and leave just as good as you can. Then there are some that are emotional characters where they felt what they thought you was throwing. Some of y'all shouldn't be some good lay bays. You know, y'all can lay it real good, but ain't no baby coming from all that. You know, it's just thank you very much. Money on the hand and you out the door. Where you sitting there with the sheet, talk about something. Call me later. No.
Now how's she going to throw a towel?
I don't know. I don't know, but I got the feeling that the doors of the beauty shop is getting
ready. How's she throwing towels?
Did I throw a towel?
I don't know.
Well, you know, earlier Monet was clenching her pearls. Was there a reason behind the clench?
I ain't got no more pearls to clutch. I'm over it. I ain't got not one more pearl. Y'all done took all the pearls off the clutch. Ain't nothing pearling and clutching.
Oh, God.
Debbie had something to say.
Lord.
So Ms. Deb said, I know some men aren't used to the true communication. Like when I first met my man, he didn't. But my letting him know what I wanted out of relationship and talking truth all the time, he eventually broke out of his old mold and became a great talker because of the way I was. So sometimes we can make a man open more. And
yes,
that is true. Because I've also had that situation. So where the gentleman that I'm dating, he's a great communicator, but not in a relationship. If that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. You know, I call it the great customer service skills. You know, he can go in any room and have the best customer service skills. Everybody's flocking. He can get in and jib and jive. But then when it comes to the relationship part, it's just like. And then he was also taught that women are always right. So if we're in a dialogue going, he's like, okay, you're right. And I have to say to him, it's not about me being right. Even if I am right, it's not about me being right. We're just talking. If I have a question, I need an answer because I don't understand something.
Yes, I need some clarification.
I need something broken down to me. If I have a question, because everybody know, I'm relaxed. If I have an issue and I have to talk to you, I have to bring it to your attention, then it's an issue. Outside of that, I go with the flow of things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's raining on this side of the street. Sunny on this side of the street. I can walk in between the drops. It's okay.
That's what we do in Florida. If it's raining on that side, cross on the other side.
You're going to go over. So he now is learning how to give me that customer service when he comes home. And now we can talk. And then somehow I find myself being like, because I have to process it. You know, I got to process that sometimes. And I need to listen and not be so reactive and speak. So it goes hand in hand.
You made a good point with that. And you know what? And not only there, sometimes it also come back from hurt. You know, sometimes according to where a guy was, his trust factor don't allow him to, it causes him to move differently. And then he has to find out how to move with you because his trust factor, you know, according to the check marks, it just ain't been right. And it's like he always getting burnt. It's all falling off. You're not doing that. So now it's like, okay, maybe it's because I'm doing something. Let me stop doing. Mm-hmm. And then he found himself stop doing what's most important because he stopped doing according and accustomed to what he previously had. But like you said, with time and with nurture and with conversations and with communications and allowance, allow them, you know, we so quick to jump. I think if we just sit back for a minute and allow it and talk and feel our way, you never know. My thing is always test the water first before you jump in and start thinking you want to swim. Because if you don't test it, you're going to find yourself jumping in 13 feet and you're only 6 feet tall. You're going to drown. So make sure you're finding out everything is where it needs to go, is going in the right direction, the flow is good, the connection is good. Not saying that everything's going to be good. There are going to be some bumps because everybody ain't perfect. I mean, call it what it is. A broken bone don't always fit back perfectly. It has some jagged edges. And if you don't pop it in the right way, it has to grow back to the right way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, be slow to want and drag and grab and talk about it first. And don't assume, like, you don't want us to put y'all all in the same category. Don't do that with us. Say what you mean and mean what you say, period. Don't go around the bush and be like, and then all of a sudden find out you were talking about oranges and the whole time we was drinking water. Why didn't you just say it was about oranges? Say what it is.
Say what it is.
I ain't got nothing to say after that. Say it.
Nope, me neither.
That's it. Count the stage before jumping in. Is the courting stage. The courting stage. Yes. So here come Bobby.
Uh-oh. Nothing, Bobby. Absolutely nothing.
I don't think that it should be put on us that we have to do a certain thing for you to be willing to open up to us. That's why that's and case in point, there shouldn't be something specific that a man has to do before we open up. By you doing that, you're putting too much pressure on us. And we're putting too much pressure on you. And with pressure, bust pipes and nobody's getting anywhere because the water's all over the floor. We still can't see, honestly. There should be nothing on your end or nothing on my end that I should have to do or to make me feel like I have to walk on a pen and needle, or I have to do a checkpoint, or for you to have to do a checkpoint. We're not playing chess. There's no checkpoints here. We're just opening up a conversation and we're saying, this is what I need from you. And if you're honestly saying what it is that you need from that person in the beginning when you're speaking, then you don't have to say, I have to do this or I have to do that, because you already have the expectation on what it is that I need. And I already have the expectation on what it is that you need. So we don't have to revisit that because we have a clear mindset on what it is that we're doing. And if we're doing it, let's play. If not, then let's leave it alone.
What happened to people being their true authentic self?
Period. Yeah. And we talked about this.
I'm waiting for it to come out. I think that's going to be the new word of the beauty shop. Authentic.
Be your true authentic self. Like, I am Nikia. I do not try to be anyone else besides who I am.
And
at the core of me, I am moody. I know this. I can be talkative, I can isolate, I can be all these different things, but all of that encompasses my good greatness. So why don't people, at the end of the day, and that's the thing, right? Everybody ain't for everybody. Mm-hmm. So everybody's not supposed to talk to everybody. I'm just not gonna divulge me to everybody, right? So at the end of the day, why can't we meet people, gauge people, talk to people, see where they at, decide, do I really want to take this any further with you? Mm-hmm. Friend, romantic, all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Because everybody is not your core group. Everybody's not within your core. Every man, every woman that you meet, you ain't going to marry. I said this earlier today on The Good Book. Everybody that you meet, you're not going to marry. Everybody that you meet, you're not going to carry on this forever relationship with, and whatever the case may be. However, if we learn how to be our true, authentic selves, who are you at the core of you, and be that person, stop putting on airs. If a man is naturally shy and he don't talk, that's perfectly fine by me. You want to know why? Because I'm a talk. I can keep the whole conversation going. Okay.
I can talk sometimes.
You feel me? And I'm going to ask you, well, what is it? Well, you watch basketball? Then we're going to talk about basketball. Oh, you watch football? Then we're going to talk. We're going to find the whole conversation. Why? Because that draws out the conversation in a person. Now, if you just big old boring Bobby, not you, Bobby, sorry, not you. I couldn't say boring Betty, but you feel what I'm saying. But if you just good old boring Bobby and nothing excites you, you have no conversation about nothing. We can't even talk about stocks. That don't get you going. We can't talk about Russia. That don't get you going. If we can't talk about anything, then I'm not talking to you. I don't even care. Like, lose my number, lose everything. There's nothing for us to converse about because that's just how it is, you know? But if we can find a common ground of understanding and have a conversation, you should be able to do that with the majority of people out here. Unless you are just that antisocial, anticlimactic, nothing makes you excited. You just anti all things. Then no, you're not even going to fit my personality. So I'm not even going to want to be around you. Like, it just is what it is. Right. Not doing it.
Well, I have to introduce you guys. Two more of our appointments have just walked in. Miss Nelda Bailey is in the house, and Miss Mary did show up. I should have called her name earlier, right? So listen. You know, Nelda had made a good point. She said, sometimes, you know, but before I say that, let me go back to what Bobby was saying. You know, Deb made the valuable point, and she answered that in her statement from the beginning. She said, at case in point, I let them know. That's how you start the conversation. You know, at the beginning, when we talk, look, this is what we're doing, and this is where we at. And she kept iterating, not by what she said, but by her actions. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. A lot of y'all want to hear what got to be said. So I could tell you all day, but how I act is really the true, authentic fact of what we're doing and where we're going. I said in a post the other day, if they blind, some people are just meant to be led to stay blind to seeing you because they're not supposed to see you. They're not for you. And it's not your job to give them sight. All you're supposed to do is continue to be who you are. You're not supposed to be up there with the flashlight talking about some shine a light on me. Hey, did you see me now? Hey, no, that's not your job. That's not, I don't have to converse with you to make you. I'm not selling myself to you because I'm not going back to the book. Yeah, I'm going back to the book again. The book said you saw me. I didn't come out there looking for you. And majority of us, we do go out there looking like we not in order, as Nelda would say. We got to follow up, line up with what's right in front of us, according to God's order. But it is what it is. It's not your job to promote you. Your light, you, yourself, authentically be you. That's to promote. That's what kicks the conversation because it's going to make them stop and say, hey, can I talk to you?
Yeah, it starts with the conversation. Now, I am the female who is out of line because I like what I like. And if a gentleman crossed my path and I like what I see, I'm going to approach him. And I'm not afraid of rejection. And so that's how I got my boo. Because now he'll tell you he saw me first, but he didn't. I saw him first. Just let it be what it be. I saw him first.
That's all right. And you saw.
And I had already claimed him that it was going to be him and nobody else after him. I had already didn't know the dude's name. It didn't even matter to me. I had already put out there. But it was something about him that led me to him, that drew me to him. And we had the cutest story too. And it was this different from everybody else that I met, and yes, I have two children, it doesn't matter. It was something different about this guy that the other guys didn't do. And it started with a conversation. And within that conversation, it wasn't the normal conversation. It wasn't the, hey, you look cute in them blue jeans. Hey, I like how that cake look in that pan. It wasn't that type of conversation. I was having a bad day, and he said to me, you're going to catch a cold because, you know, I don't like sleeves. And it was cold outside and I was outside with no jacket on. And I said, you know what? As hot as I am, I can't even feel how cold it is. So his lineup, the next thing, which took me totally off guard, he said to me, God does not put more on you than you can bear. And how many times did I hear that statement to where it sounds so fresh and so new when he said it? And it took me aback like, dang, what type of, that's a one line, they ain't no one liner. It's like, what? So that was a whole different approach. I had to check myself because I knew our next point in conversation couldn't be the regular what I was looking at because I was lusting and he was talking about God. And I'm like, I
you
can't
want him to be like, you sure is hot, girl.
You're trying to shit.
Right? I'm lusting.
Joy divine.
He saw something totally different.
Leaning on him.
So anyway, so that's how before we even got to the fellowshipping, he met me on a mental level. And that's exactly what I needed. And at that point, in that moment, and that's how we got to where we are today. And that's why I say he was totally different. Even though I sought him out, God still brought him to me, because there's things that's in him that I didn't know I needed. And now I see that I needed it. And it's things that he needed, and now I see it. And now we, as Mary say, the conversation, it just flows because we get each other.
Yep, yep.
And it flows. We can talk about hamburger. We can talk about shrimp. We can talk about football. We can talk. I act like I'm about football.
Fellowship.
You know, we can talk about fellowship too.
Joy divine. And then they can lean in on.
See, that's why we going, yeah. We going to just mute her, like.
Oh, she's putting you on mute.
And like you said, yes, you had the calm mindset and expressions.
And sometimes that's what it takes, because like they said, they're so used to us being rah, rah, rah. So when we come at them calmly, we go, they stop for a minute and be like, oh, you're different. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it was said today that even in a dysfunctional situation, God will show up and still function in it. And it was a dysfunctional moment y'all was having, but God showed up. I was like, yeah, what you're seeing is right. It's good. We gonna mesh together. Just take your time, young man. Take your time. Yeah. She gonna see it in a minute.
Well, I saw it first. God told her. Yeah, I saw it from the jump. I saw it when I turned over and I smelled the cologne. I was just like, ooh.
Now, ladies, you got to admit, because I pointed mine out too. I was like, yeah, I know. But then I had to take my time, because just based off of what another letter said, and what the letter said was, sometimes the reason why they beat around the bush is because they don't want to accept what you really want to have to answer and say to their original question. So what did Deb say?
She said, amen. I don't think you meet anyone by accident, if for a minute, an hour, or a lifetime.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
And Mary said, if the conversation gets out of line, you just have to walk away and then come back to when everyone calms down. It happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we, the perfect relationship is two imperfect people coming together, realizing that they're not perfect, and they work together for perfection. That's the difference. It's not perfect, but we can together bring something of perfection. But it's a togetherness thing. It's not all on you. It's not all on him. As we do this together, we mesh together to make perfection. Yeah. Yes, Mary. And that's how you get in on the conversation. Now, if you guys want an appointment where you want to come in with us and get your hair done, Larry, I see you getting your hair done, you could do that too. Just hit us up in the message. All you have to do is just go to the message box in Soul TV or wherever you're listening from, let us know that you want to make an appointment, and we will give you the directions to get in to get your hair done. Does that sound fair, ladies?
All right, now.
Wow, this was rather interesting.
Yes,
we were definitely here for the conversation today.
But you know what? I've also noticed that between the two times, they all came in after 6. So are you guys' appointments better at 6 o'clock? Is that a better?
No, ma'am. My appointment is better at 5. They can definitely catch the replay. We would love for them to come on in and listen in. But, you know, the appointment time still stands. We are here every other Sunday starting at 5 p.m.
Okay. Until further notice, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. So. Yes.
So like,
and as our plugs throw in, you can always follow us, because we're also on our own platform that we're here 7 days a week. So if you want to jump in on any of our conversations, we're here for it. So just follow any of these 4 beautiful women.
Yep. And we'll let you know who these 4 beautiful women are and where you can find them.
Hey guys, my name is Val. Please tell me why I just knew that I was just going to go while I'm clutching my little pearls. My name is Val. I can definitely be found under the Know, that is the KNOWBS duo show, as well as the V Spot. And also for all of you race appraisers on Turn Up Thursday, I can definitely be found there. So meet me a little something for the weekend. That is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights.
All right,
now.
Hey, Mary.
Okay. Well, here I go. I am Nakia Monet, and as y'all can see, I am of the Muzzle Is Off podcast. So you can follow me on the Muzzle Is Off podcast page. You can also follow me on my Nakia Monet page on Facebook and on Instagram. You can also follow the Muzzle Is Off podcast Instagram page as well. I am very much so active on all of my social media sites. So look up Nakia Monet. Everything is under Nakia Monet. Hey, Mary.
Hey, guys. I'm Ray. You can find me on the Know BS Duo Show page. You can also find me on Monday's night on Listen every first and third. And you can also find me on Friday on Drop That Track every first and third. And you can also find me on Saturdays on No BS Duo Show. So I am definitely in the know, and I will keep you in the know. So just you find me, you find me. Hey, Mary.
So, yes, these are the ladies of the beauty shop. And as you know, you can find us right here on Soul TV. Now, listen, we come on every other week opposite of the men. So it may fall on a second, it may fall on a third, it may fall on a fourth or a first. But do know, we're coming opposite of the men from the barbershop. And you can find me on the No BS Duo Show. And you can find me on any one of those nights, because I just pop in whenever we feel like and feel the need. Because like she said, the No BS Duo Show is about giving you the know. And you can find all of our experiences on tkbsdsproductions.com every day of the week, where you can find something new to experience for you. So yeah, that's who we are. Oh, and as you see, I'm Sean, but I'm also known as DJ Lovely for A Jazzy Afternoon, where we cross over the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean without
a boot.
She don't miss.
And you know, y'all got that radio voice. Y'all know y'all have that. You know, y'all, I won't even call it the radio voice. Y'all know y'all have y'all after night.
She does not miss. Okay.
Voice.
Y'all know y'all got that. Y'all know y'all got that. Oh, thank you, Deb. And please
do share
and tell everyone that the ladies are here. Listen, we're not a show about bashing. We're just changing the narrative and looking at things from a different perspective of four beautiful stylists. As Val, the 411, would say, the hottest stylists. And yes, we may tell something. We made something that you don't like. We may not even like, but we can agree to disagree respectfully, because after all, we are mature adults about it. And we're just having the conversation. And you'll be surprised, as if you hear what Listen would say. Listen will tell you, if you listen, you might just find the answer. But the point is, you got to listen. Because if you don't, then you're going to have to deal with the lady over there with the muzzle off. And she's just going to take the muzzle off and give it to you from the good, good.
Yes.
All right, guys. So if you guys don't have any questions for us before we leave, because you know we got to clean up the shop because we stayed a little late. So yeah. And this was a part two because the electric did go out, but the handyman came in and turned the lights back on for us. And yeah. So do know that we are ready and we're well. And if you guys have a question prior to us getting ready to meet again, please send it to us so we can talk about it, because it's not about us, it's about you, and it's about making it different. Because when you think different, you become different, and when you become different, you do different. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. We got to do things different, y'all, because the way things are right now, but everybody's perception of what their truth is versus what is the truth, I think we need to just have the conversation and just talk about it and see where we come up with it.
All right,
man. All right, all right. Well, it looked like Bobby just, oh, did somebody, hey, Larry. So Bobby has left the building. He took his can and D out of here with his craziness. So, yeah. Yes, the verb action. Yes, the verb action. Lights, camera, action. All right, ladies, shall we say goodbye? Is there anything else we need to say? Anything we need to cover?
Nope. I think we done said it all, done it all, finished it all, completed it all. Until not next week, but the following week.
Okay, so all the colors and everything is put up, and the conditioners and the shampoo, everything's away?
Everything's away. Right. We done cleaned up shop.
Wonderful, great, great. All right, well, we're going to let the 411 take us out of here. Go ahead, 411.
Okay, guys, so thank you so much for your appointments. We really, really appreciate it. And we hope that you got a good time here. We hope that you enjoyed the four baddest stylists, whomever chair you decided to sit in. We hope that you received exactly what it was that you were looking for. Please, please, please stay tuned. Be sure to follow us on all of our prospective pages and podcasts until the 20th, guys. We love you so much. And the doors of the beauty shop is now closed. Bye, guys.
Now, y'all slow down here. Don't y'all run out here and forget to make y'all next appointment.